1. Begin transmission.
Hey ho hey. What's that sound? If that's the sound of a bathtub filling up, you know that it's 1930, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee starts every single day. My name's Tobe. Oh, I'm the chairman of this committee. And I've got a big cup of tea. Oh yeah, yummy. It's delicious. Oh boy. So here I am, once again. I just got up. Well, that's not entirely true. I got up about 45 minutes ago. And I noticed it was a little bit cold. So I went up into the kitchen and I ate my waffles. And as I was standing there over the kitchen sink looking out into my backyard, I saw lots of bunny tracks. Lots of tracks in my backyard where bunnies have been hopping around in the snow. So that's good. They're the first tracks in the snow this year. And I thought I heard that it was going to snow a little bit more today, but either they were wrong, or maybe that's later tonight. I don't know. I really don't pay as much attention to the weather as I probably should. I just need to know if it's cold, too cold to go outside or what. But right now I'm a little bit weird. Yaga. When I was walking around this morning, before I was fully warmed up, I was walking down the stairs, and I don't know what happened, but I thought there was another step or something. I wasn't paying attention, I guess, and as I was going down the stairs, I thought there was another step, so I was preparing for another step, and I just stepped wrong a little bit, and I felt a little twinge in my back. And I thought at first, oh, this is nothing, but when it didn't instantly go away, I thought, uh-oh, we better have a strategic bath and try to head off any muscle spasms before they get criminally bad or anything. So here I am, sitting in the tub once again, trying to figure out what it is that I'm going to do today. And to go to the store is not one of them. Because, if you'll remember from yesterday's show, I had some kind of existential crisis trying to decide whether or not I should go to Trader Joe's. Well, let's see if I can turn this water off with my foot. There we go. Well, it turns out after the show, I just said, or sort of said, oh, screw it, I think I will go to Trader Joe's. So I put on all my warm clothing, and I jumped in the car, and I drove there. And it was a relatively stressless drive. Got there in no time at all, it seemed like. But boy, I made some kind of strategic mistake, thinking, oh yeah, there won't be anybody here. You know, at like 2:30 in the afternoon on a weekday. Oh no, I totally forgot. This is still technically the holidays, and there's no school. And so every person there had at least 3 other people in tow with them, so it was very crowded. And I had to wait in line. There was to check out they had, what, four cashiers, and each one was like four or five people deep for the entire time that I was there. I couldn't believe how busy the place was. And the worst part of it is, they no longer sell the cookies that I went there for. You know, the Ginger Cats cookies for people. They had Chocolatey Cats cookies for people, but not my Ginger Cats. Oh, speaking of cats, here's my kitty Pippa. Hi, baby. What you doing? You come and visit me in the tub? Oh, yeah, jump up on the side here. That's good for babies. So now my cat is going to sit here on the edge of the bathtub. Yeah, so the main thing that I went to Trader Joe's for, they no longer have. And once I got there and I was looking for them, I sort of started remembering that this has happened to me before. I'm like, oh yeah, that's why I don't come here anymore. They don't have these cookies I like anymore. But they do have some other ginger snaps. They're triple ginger snaps. They got three different forms of ginger in them. Ginger puree, ground ginger, and crystallized ginger. And they're pretty good. So I ended up buying two tubs of that, a bag of pretzels, and two servings of chicken tikka masala. And I ate one yesterday. And whereas it wasn't the greatest thing I've ever eaten, it wasn't the worst thing I've ever eaten either. So I was kind of happy. Then my house smelled like a chicken tikka masala. For, I don't know, most of the day. So that was nice. I kind of enjoyed that. And when I was eating it, I was thinking, geez, I wish I could watch a cricket game now. Because whenever I eat anything like this, like curries or vindaloos, it always makes me want to eat, or it always makes me want to watch cricket. Just as, you know, when I eat pies, I want to watch football. So I also drove home from Trader Joe's with no problems. And that was fun, I guess. It was sort of annoying. But I don't know, I guess I got over it. And then I came home and I watched some more football, I think. Unfortunately, today, this is a strange Friday. I don't have any English Premier League today. I was going to say I don't have any football, but I actually haven't checked. I know there's no English Premier League today, but there might be Bundesliga. So, because usually there's a couple of Bundesliga games on Fridays. So, once I get out of the bathtub, I'll have to check the TV schedule to see if we've got any Bundesliga today. Oh, and then when it comes to American football, I'm sure there's a couple of bowl games on today, which doesn't interest me in the least. But it does take up other precious sports broadcasting time when they could be playing football, but they don't. Yeah, so today is my only day off from English Premier League. This week, tomorrow, I got lots of games. Sunday, I got a couple games. And then next week, there are also some games on strange days. I gotta probably look that up too. All right, where are we with this yummy tea? Oh yeah, the cup is very full and hard to drink from. Oh, but this tea is pretty good. Oh, it's right there in that perfect temperature window. Oh, so delicious. Oh, boy, yeah. The other thing that I was thinking last night, I don't know how I started thinking about this or how this came about. This was, you know, just weird mind-wandering stuff, but I don't know if it's the weather or what, but I sort of want to start painting again. And when I say painting in this case, I mean actual, like, you know, get some canvases, and paint some pretty pictures and make art. I don't know why I feel like doing that. I saw something on TV that reminded me of something that started making me think about painting. I don't know. It was just weird. So now I'm trying to figure out, do I have enough dollars to go to the art supply store and buy some pre-stretched canvases? I'd kind of like to get some pretty big ones. But, yeah, no. That might have to wait. Or I could find other things to paint. I do have, like, little scraps of plywood and stuff laying around in my house. I guess I could pick those up and slap some gesso on them and start painting if I was so inclined. I don't know, though. Do I really want to paint? I'm not sure what it is that I want to do these days, creatively speaking. The other day I was kind of thinking, well, maybe I should record some music. But the truth of the matter is I don't know if I've got any more music in me. About 10 years ago, I started realizing that I'm writing the same songs over and over again. Now you might think, how's that possible? But if you know anything about music, you know, there's certain chord progressions that you like, and you're going to use them when you want to use them, and so, yeah, I sat down one time and figured out, I think I only have ever written maybe 10 different songs, and every other song I've written has pretty much been a rewrite, pretty much the same song, but, you know, just using different instruments and different rhythms and stuff, and so, to a normal person, it wouldn't sound like the exact same song, but, you know, if you were to sit down and analyze these songs, they're all the same. Because all music is the same. And that's why I don't think I have anything left in me music-wise, because I would just start churning out the same old crap that everybody else has already done, because all music is the same. And if you don't believe me, let's listen to some music right now. It probably reminds me of some other songs, because it does. Alexa, play random music.
Residents of London are reminded that there are other places in Britain outside your stinking shithole of a city, and that if you remove your heads from your arses for just a couple of minutes, you may realise that the M25 is not the edge of the earth.
All right, welcome back to the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm still Tobe, and yes, I am still your chairman, but I am no longer in the bathtub. I'm back downstairs standing here looking at my cat, who is sitting very comfortably in my spot on the futon. She knows that's where I sit because she's supposed to sit over here in the other spot on the futon. But now I'm understanding why she didn't. I left the TV remote controls on her spot of the futons, and she probably didn't want to sit on the remote controls, so she's sitting in my spot, which means I now have to sit on the floor, which is fine. I often sit on the floor right here anyway. Oh, but I should get up and close this door because I can feel a cool draft. All right, well, during the break, we heard White Boys and Heroes by Gary Newman, plus a little something about what is apparently a very elegant dinner party. And now I've got nothing to do but to check for football. Okay, my TV's on. I got a blanket over my feet because my feet are cold right now. And where's the remote? I just put it down. Now I can't see it. Oh, it's under the blanket. And what's on TV? Well, Teen Titans Go is on because, let's face it, Teen Titans Go is always on. Oh, and there goes my cat. So, yay. I can move up to the futon. Now I feel like I'm 6 inches taller, but now my feet aren't under the blanket. Now my cat's going to go into the bathroom and open the door again and cause that draft. There she goes. That was predictable. And I did, in fact, predict it. Okay, so we're checking the schedule. Where's my glasses? They're over here. No wonder I can't see anything. There we go. All right. Now we got to start checking sports channels for football. So we go all the way down to ESPN. And no, we have at least 2 hours of the road to the college football playoff. And on ESPN 1, college football. I don't want to watch college football. I want to watch football. So we start scrolling up the schedule. The next sports channel is 47. And we have ACC All Access, Golf America, college basketball, and no football for the next couple of hours. So we continue scrolling up. There's a lot of junk on. Oh, but the Private Lives of Elizabeth and Essex is on. The Bette Davis and Errol Flynn one. There's a costume drama for you. Spin on. We got to go up to 77 and 78. All right, 77 is the stupid car auction in for the next 6 hours. And the other on 78, we've got nothing but radio shows on for the next, 3 or 4 hours before basketball comes on. Maybe there's no Bundesliga today. It's possible. So we keep scrolling up, and we got to get to the last sports channel, which is channel 216, and it's college football. And then in an hour, it's more college football. And then after that, it's women's college basketball. Then, of course, it devolves into UFC. And that's to be expected. So, apparently, there is no football on today, or in Bundesliga, Fußball. Oh, this is good tea, though. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a little bit hot. It's okay. It's still pretty delicious. Now I gotta get up and close the bathroom door again. Because now my cat is over there sitting on the floor. Who's a good baby over there? Yeah, you're a good baby. Oh, yaga. What am I going to eat today? I got to start thinking about food. Oh, I got food. I got I got plenty of food. Which means I've got a giant bag of rice. Well, it's not that big, really. It's only, I think, a 5-pounder. Because last time I needed to buy rice, I didn't feel like driving all the way out to the other store. So I bought my... what is it? I guess it's my second choice of rice. I have my favorite kinds of rice, and then I have my second favorite kinds of rice. And in an effort to save a little bit of money, being as this closest grocery store to me has my second favorite kind of rice. And so between burning gasoline that costs money to drive there and back with the bag of rice, I figure I'm actually saving about $3 or $4, or more like $3.50. But I haven't actually done the math on that. This is all based on some just back of the envelope kind of estimations. And, ooh, gotta find the remotes again. Yeah, my cat's looking at me. She's going, "Don't put the remotes down on my side of the futon." Okay, I'll put them over here instead. There. Okay. So, I can speak English, hopefully. That'll keep my cat happy. Because that's what we need, is happy cats. So let's go to TCM. And look at Vincent Price and his Jacobian ruff. And the puffy sleeves. And the pumpkin pants. Yowza. Oh, you know, it's weird. I'm sort of glad that I'm not in this business anymore. I used to be in the costume business. And when I say that, I don't mean to say that I had a business that had to do with something with costumes. I mean that I actually was the lowest guy on the totem pole in a costume shop. And so mostly I did laundry, where it might sound pretty exciting to be the guy working in a costume shop. Really, mostly all I did was laundry. Laundry, laundry, laundry. And then you hear a ding-dong of somebody walking in the door. And then you got to go deal with customers. And half the time, customers are looking for something very specific. And they know you have it, and you can sell it to them. Or they come in with some very vague idea that you can't help them with. Oh, and people would always want to browse the costumes, and that's just not possible. There's no way to catalog all the costumes that this particular costume shop had in stock. I mean, we're talking, I think the best estimate was between 30 and 40,000. We're talking about multiple floors of multiple level racks of hanging costumes. And boy, oh boy, even if you wanted to browse through there like a library, it would take you days to look at all the potential costumes. So that was the weird thing. If people didn't come in with a specific idea, like, oh, I need to be a cop. Do you have a policeman's uniform? Well, then, yes. Where? You know, what kind of cop? Do you need to be a cop in Victorian England? Do you need to be a cop in Chicago in the 50s? Do you need to be a 70s cop in New York? Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to be more specific. But that was always fun, working in the costume shop. Well, you know, when I wasn't doing laundry, because there were lots of wacky costumes. Oh, man. What am I doing? The one thing I regret about not working there now is, in the meantime, between the last time I worked there, which was, you know, I don't know, 10 years ago, and now, I have seen a costume that I actually want to wear. I'm not a costume guy. I'm not into cosplay. I don't wear costumes because, I don't know, the real me is awesome enough. I don't need to dress up as somebody else to give myself good self-esteem. I'm already awesome. My costume is the clothes I wear every day.
But there's a show called Bob's Burgers. It's an animated show. You've probably seen it. You're probably familiar with it. In one particular episode, well, before I say that, is one of the kids, Bob of Bob's Burgers, got three kids, and the young boy often wears a hamburger costume so he can stand outside the restaurant and advertise that, you know, there's hamburgers here. Well, in one particular episode, he also adds a Sasquatch mask. So he's a hamburger with a Sasquatch head, and he calls himself Beef Squatch. And I don't know, for some reason, that just tickles my funny bone. I think Beef Squatch is hilarious. And I happen to know that the costume shop that I work in, that I worked in, does have a hamburger costume very similar to the one on the show. And you could just add, you know, like a gorilla mask, and there's plenty of gorilla masks at the costume shop, but not specifically any Sasquatch masks, but, you know, that's okay. I think a regular gorilla mask on a hamburger suit would be, you know, good enough. So I could run around as Beef Squatch. I don't know why I think that's funny. I just do. Oh. I have no creative outlets these days. Maybe I should start painting. Who needs some art? If you would like to have some good art painted by me, drop me a line at tobe@sdf.org and tell me what size of painting you need and, you know, the general sort of color scheme you're looking for so it can fit into your, you know, interior decorated home. And I will give you a quote on a painting. And then I will go out and buy canvas and I will paint you your painting and ship it to you for dollars. So then you will send me dollars of money. And that's how you will get some awesome Tobe art. I feel like making art. I felt like making art for the last couple days. I just can't shake the feeling. I'm sure you don't want to hear about it anymore because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day without exception at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I gotta get out of here, so I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ハロー、This is DJ クーマタ。